Now, should by-elections be scrapped? Should the voting age be lowered? What about election posters? Should their use be limited? Well, these are all questions which the new Electoral Commission has been asked to examine. We're joined now from our Oireachtas studio by our political reporter, Sandra Hurley. Sandra, this is a request which came from Minister Dara O'Brien asking the Electoral Commission to examine some key areas of reform. What does he want them to do?
Yes, the Housing Minister wrote to the chairperson of the Electoral Commission last month, Ms Justice Marie Baker, and he cited some areas that he wanted the Electoral Commission to look at. Now, some of this had been promised in the programme for government, but one area, as you mentioned, is postering. So he asked for early consideration by the Commission to examine the use of postering and possibly consulting on limitations on the number of posters that can be used at fixed locations. Another area he cited was by-elections, replacing the by-election system with a list system. That is what is in use for European elections. What that would mean is that a candidate for an election would provide a list of people who could be co-opted to that seat if a vacancy arises. Another area he mentioned was for the Commission to examine lowering the current voting age. It's currently set at 18. This is something the government has mentioned already, and asking the Commission to examine the Scottish experience of lowering the voting age to 16. Now, the Electoral Commission is an independent body. It will consider this letter, but it does set out its own programme, and it will lay this plan before the Oireachtas by the end of this year. But I think what this means is that we won't see any of these changes before the local and European elections in June next year.
Because these are all fairly hefty changes, aren't they? I mean, the idea that by-elections would be scrapped, or that you'd limit the use of posters, changes like that, you'd imagine, would be slow to come.
Yes, I think the by-elections one would be very controversial. That would favour, obviously, the incumbent parties would be able to hold on to a seat, pass it on to supporters. So I think it's something that you could say is pretty unlikely at this stage, but they may well consult on it. And then posters, they are expensive for politicians, but they do really like putting their faces up around the constituency. Again, I think politicians would be, many of them would be against the idea of putting limits on that, although there would be perhaps an argument that they clutter up the public space. So some people may be in favour of limits.
The other big thing that's going to happen soon politically, Sandra, is a report from the Boundary Commission. When can we expect that, and what are the potential repercussions from it?
Yes, well, the Electoral Commission is reviewing the Dáil and European constituencies and the number of TDs and MEPs they're looking at. Now, this is a huge body of work, one with major implications, and it's due to be published 3 weeks from today on August 30th. There is huge anticipation around this. The task for the Commission is to decide how many TDs Ireland should have and where the constituency boundaries should be. We currently have 160 TDs. The Commission will be looking at increasing that to between 171 and 181 TDs. So it is a huge increase. They may also move constituency boundaries or introduce new constituencies. So they'll have to take into account the final census figures showing Ireland's population at 5.1 million. There won't be any six-seaters. That's the other thing we know. So three, four or five seaters. And they will consider, of course, the constitutional requirement that a TD represents between 20 and 30,000 people. I'm told that Oireachtas members will get this this report first. They will get it on the morning of August 30th, and then it will be published. But there's going to be winners and losers. So TDs will be evaluating their futures. I think some people may announce that they won't run in the next election or general election. They may have to move constituencies. And then, of course, you'll have the controversy about splitting counties between constituencies. It is really a balancing act between maths and geography, and it always causes upset.
Always a thorny one. All right. And finally, Sandra, there has been a lot of political focus on justice issues recently, and pressure on the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris, who faces a motion of no confidence from the Garda Representative Association. He has been speaking about that today. What has he been saying?
Yes, well, he has been talking to News Talk Radio. He has said that he is determined to stay in his role, even if the GRA, that's the Garda Representative Association, passes that vote of no confidence. Now, that vote is underway at the moment. 11,000 members are being balloted. The vote won't be expected. The result won't be known for 4 to 6 weeks. But Drew Harris is adamant that he is staying on. Now, the row, of course, relates to changes to the roster that Drew Harris wants to bring in. He wants to return it to a sort of pre-pandemic roster from November of this year. But the GRA has said that this is not the right time, that there is low morale in the force. Now, Drew Harris does seem to have the backing of the government here. The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, has said that the government retains full confidence in Drew Harris and that he said, would not change regardless of the vote.
And we can hear Drew
in the first place, I have a job to do. I have a very important job to do, and I have a lot of work left to do in my tenure, which stretches out to 2025. So whatever the vote is, I'm not leaving. That was my initial reaction, and indeed, on reflection, that still is my determination to stay on and finish the job that I was employed to do.
That was Drew Harris, the Garda Commissioner, speaking on News Talk earlier. We'll take a break. We're back with more on the news at one after this.